This is the Breaker.News podcast for the week of August 23rd, 2026. I'm Bob Mackin, publisher of the Breaker.News and host of the Breaker.News podcast. Welcome to edition number 462 from the Media Preview at Hastings Park, the 116th P&E Fair.
For the hundreds of thousands of people who are going to join us from the city, the region, and beyond.
Shelley Frost, the president of the P&E in the Agridome on August 20th.
So after 116 years, you probably have a vision in your mind of what the fair is. But with all that we have that is new, I guarantee if you're curious and you try something new, we will surprise you. This year, we're building on everything that people know and love about the fair, all those favorite experiences that have created decades of memories. That's the Super Dogs, the Lumberjack Show, baby animals, a high-energy, fire-filled nighttime musical dance show, your favorite rides and food, and while also introducing some really exciting new changes.
Leonard Chase, creative director of the Super Dogs 50th Anniversary Show.
And the major pillar of Super Dogs is dogs give unconditional love, and you love them. You communicate with another species, and most important is you always get to play. And when dogs play, it's your three-year-old mentality coming out and playing with the dog. We have plans to go further with the Super Dogs. We did a feature film, we've done a Broadway play, we have a whole line of kids' books coming out featuring the Super Dogs. But most important, we're going to actually try to go to China this year and bring the Super Dog franchise to China, as well as some other places in the East. But the Super Dog product is people showing how much fun it is to have a dog and play with their dog, and that's what we do.
I'm thrilled to announce that Snap, Crackle, and Pop are also part of the top 20 Super Dogs who are now in our Paws of Fame. Congratulations, Lisa, Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
The Okanagan Military Tattoo is now the BC Military Tattoo. Its president is Norm Creerar.
As you know, if you've been around pipes and brass and reeds, that everybody loves it. It's just a super, super sound. And you can picture here, we'll have 120 or 30 musicians on the floor at one time. Sometimes they're solos. And the music is, colorful, it's exciting, it's emotional. And you go from clapping your hands and stamping your feet to being really emotional, having tears in your eyes. Pass the word, because we hope, when I hear that the Super Dog Show has been here for 50 years, I want this tattoo to be here for 50 years. Don't think I'll be there, but I'll give my best shot.
When the Pacific Coliseum opened in 1968, the first event was the Ice Capades. During the P&E Fair, it is home to the Wizard of Oz on ice. That is the sound of Logger Sports returning to the P&E, the West Coast Lumberjack Show at the Italian Gardens. If you're lucky, you might leave with a tiny chair carved right before your eyes.
There will be something exciting to discover around every corner. More to see, more to do, and more to love. And it's already been an extraordinary summer here at the P&E. After several years of construction, we were incredibly proud to open the new Freedom Mobile Arch Amphitheater in June. It's a spectacular new concert venue. And then we moved right into being the host site of the exciting and globally recognized FIFA Fan Fest experience for 2026. And now the Freedom Mobile Arch is going to be a pivotal part of our P&E concert experience. It's the new home of Summer Night Concerts, and we have an incredible lineup of artists to share with you this year.
The $183 million Freedom Mobile Arch opened June 5th before hosting the FIFA Fan Festival World Cup watch parties. During the P&E Fair, concerts by the likes of The Guess Who, Weird Al Yankovic, Sarah McLachlan, and Boy George and Culture Club. On June 5th, I spoke with Pierre-Carl Pelladeau, the CEO of Quebecor, the parent of sponsor Freedom Mobile, the CFL's Montreal Alouettes, and the TVA network in Quebec. You were here back in 2024 to announce the naming, and it was just basically an empty lot. A lot of work had to be done between now and then. How does this feel for you to get the name on here and to be here on opening day?
Well, I'm pretty proud, and we're honored, you know, as the representative of the company, but I'm not alone. You know, there are some colleagues with me. In fact, my brother is here also. You know what? I'm surprised, but obviously happy surprised that this piece had been being able to be built in a so short time. You know, it reminds me if I was here last week. It's true that it's 2 years, but you know, this building is wonderful. This architecture is unique, and we're so proud, you know, to be associated with it.
Moving to marketing, you've got Freedom Mobile to market, and you've got the Alouettes as a vehicle for marketing. What's next for the company?
And you forgot, you know, we have also a very interesting other brand, which is called Fizz. Fizz is dedicated to a certain segment of population, is completely digital. So if you want to have a Fizz subscription, you go on your computer and you order whatever you want. You know, the amount of gigs that you want, if you want to have a mailbox, all sorts of things. And this is very successful. It's been very successful in Quebec. It's successful in Ontario. And we launch it in Alberta and BC. And we consider that, you know, we will also be able to enjoy a great success because this is unique. This is something, and I guess that I should emphasize the fact that it's a matter of innovation. And we've been able to innovate in this business, which was quite conservative, which was thinking more about them than thinking about their customers. And we dramatically changed the landscape, and we like to do this because it shakes things and for the benefit of all citizens, for all consumers, and we will continue to do so. So, you know, again, being associated with something which is also unique, something which is different than having only an arena, or this is, you know, where action and fun will take place. When career start and where success will be built in the future. And I guess that it's really what our business is also about.
So you've been progressing the company, going to new media for many, many years. The CFL is now doing the same thing. It's got the deal with TSN and DAZN just announced, and the rule changes as well. So there's a lot of changes happening in the CFL. Some of them have not been so popular with the diehard CFL fans, but where do you come from on those?
We are, and I am, really happy also, you know, to be associated with the CFL. In fact, I'm far from, you know, I'm not missing a lot of games. So before arriving, well, we arrived yesterday at 1 o'clock in the night because we stopped for the first game in Hamilton where the Alouettes win against the Tiger Cats in overtime. So, yes, it's part of, you know, how we should be part of the community. And, you know, when we took over the Alouettes and being, you know, partner in the CFL, the Alouettes were going nowhere. The Alouette was in disarray. The Alouettes was bought back by the league because they were not an owner that will build on it. And so being there and making sure that the Alouettes will remain alive and kicking as they were in the past, being part of the community because football in the different Canadian cities is of importance for them. It's something that is, again, it's different than hockey. You know, hockey, which I'm not going to say nothing against, you know, hockey games, you know, to the opposite. In fact, you know, we're broadcasting the Montreal Canadian games. But football is, I would say it's very, it means close to the community. You are close to your team, and from Saskatchewan to BC, you know, obviously to Quebec to Hamilton, this is something unique. Winnipeg, the way that Winnipeg likes, you know, the Blue Bombers is really unique also. So again, really proud, you know, to be part of that.
The World Cup has forced the CFL to adapt with the BC Lions and the Argos having to play away from home for a period of time. Are you seeing any impacts to the Alouettes? I mean, it's going to take over the media landscape and make it harder for the CFL for several weeks to get the attention it usually gets in early season.
Well, not that I know of. I guess at the end of the day, I mean, you know, if you have the capacity to highlight even more, you know, what is the sports infrastructure in Canada, well, I guess at the end of the day, that will be positive, despite the fact that it creates a little bit of hurdles when it took place, but it is what it is.
Did Montreal do the right thing by not continuing to bid for the World Cup by withdrawing?
Oh, this I don't know. I was not associated with it at all.
Oh, but just from a detached viewer, what do you think?
I don't know.
You have talked recently about the Quebec media landscape and the challenges in the business there.
Yeah.
What is the latest on that in talks with CRTC, the federal and provincial governments? And
well, you know, as you know, we received yesterday or 2 days ago something of importance. I guess that, you know, what we saw is there's at the highest level of the state the recognition that, you know, cultural industries of its importance, and it defines, you know, what the identity of a country can be. I would say it's the same for Quebec, because, you know, because of the language and because of the specificity of this cultural aspect, having that kind of recognition by the federal government, despite the fact that it creates a controversy with the American administration, for us means that they should not ignore that, and they will not ignore that in the future. So it's time, you know, to sit together, to figuring out, you know, what we should do and what we can do to make, you know, cultural things on the agenda and making sure that we remain alive and kicking for the future.
And just one last question, the Vancouver Whitecaps Major League Soccer have been for sale for quite a while, and have even been talking about building a stadium right next door. Have you had any talks with them? Have they talked to you?
Not yet.
No. No.
That's it for the Breaker.News podcast from the PNE Fair at Hastings Park, the 116th edition through Labor Day, September 7th. Thanks for joining me on the podcast.
Bookmark thebreaker.news and thebreaker.ca. Follow on social media. We're on X, Threads, and Blue Sky. Follow the YouTube channel for The Breaker videos. And sign up for the free email newsletter, bobmackin.substack.com. Become a paid subscriber. Get early access to podcasts. Thanks again, and until next week.